Sam Felton, Kesha. What happens if you want to get stronger? You got to take it day by day. Good lyrics to lead into what we're chatting about now on The Drive on Algo FM. How to strengthen our position in terms of preserving life in the form of water. Today, we have an import that is a resident of Gqeberha, Port Elizabeth, who comes from having lived in Cape Town during the worst of the water crisis that happened there. And she decided to do something right from the ground up and create all sorts of awareness and things, as opposed to going, oh, well, why doesn't somebody do something? She said, I will start encouraging
other people to
my
do
friends
something.
To do something, and I'll do something. So all the way from Gqeberha, South Africa, in Summer Strand, if I haven't got it wrong, Alison Fontonda, welcome to The Drive.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
You're a recent addition to our area. Tell us about the process of what happened when you arrived here, saw the situation, and the background that you have from having survived and overcome the water crisis with everyone else, of course, in Cape Town.
Yes, so as you can imagine, it was a very real situation for us to come this close to experiencing day zero. And then when we relocated to Gqeberha, we experienced the very same experience, very close to day zero. And we couldn't believe how lenient the restrictions are at this very late stage of the crisis. For example, households can use 15,000 liters of water per month. And if it succeeded, there are only talks, not decisive action yet, of installing water-saving devices. Whereas in Cape Town, in the peak 2018, if we exceeded a mere 4,500 liters per month, a device would be installed at your own cost. And the device would release 2,000 liters of water a day. So that's one side of the shock that we experienced. And then also, we also experienced that there's very little hype. Very active campaigning billboards in Cape Town. The radio stations were very instrumental. They broadcasted a challenge update, even a name and shame every 5 minutes. And they got us chanting the slogan, if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. And we meant it. We were all chanting it. And we did not flush the urine after every single use after that. So there was a real big buzz in Cape Town during the water crisis.
And then you decided that you wanted to create another challenge as well. So you talked about the infrastructure things that get done and how you survived it. The first question is it survivable to use less?
Absolutely. I think it would be a global campaign, not only for those cities experiencing a day zero, coming close to it. If I can just explain to those who don't know what a day zero is, it is when the water level of the major dam supplying the city reached 13.5%. And that's kind of very close to where we are here in the city. And at that point, the water supply to residents with residential taps would be cut off. And we would have to queue for a ration of 25 liters of water per day. Now, who would want to queue for their water? So this is a real situation and a real crisis that we face here.
All right, well, let's chat about some tips and tricks, because you also involved your 12-year-old daughter to sort of help, you know, children become aware of the water crisis. Because as we know, not a lot of children really worry about those types of things. So let's get into your tips and tricks involving children.
Involving children. Well, if I can just for a moment, just take a step back here. It's more about the vision and the approach. And it's not only about mobilizing children, it's about a citywide plan and something that needs to be developed fast. For children, my daughter, the schools were very instrumental in bringing in themes and slogans in the lessons. So my daughter was very keen to get the class chanting, let's save water now. And she was brilliant at that. But if I may just go a little bit further in terms of some other water-saving methods, it's for example, when I walk around and do my shopping, it's the center management, for example. You don't need all 10 taps in operation in public bathrooms. It can be reduced to, say, 3, and to actually have a shorter timer cutting off the water. there's the social media platforms. I'm way beyond the stage of casting blame and who's at fault. I think we're all responsible citizens here, and we need to take the initiative and ownership in saving our city's water. So start something, start a challenge, start a competition on your social media and get the ball rolling. There's schools and religious communities, churches in Cape Town, they started praying for rain. There's entrepreneurs, they supplied grey water and they would deliver it to the homes and businesses. Pool covers were compulsory in Cape Town at the time, and this was a regulation that was monitored by drones. That's how heavy-handed the approach was in Cape Town, and it worked. Retailers, they need to encourage us to use less water and to have more promotions on bottled water, and I can keep going on.
Well, listen, if someone is listening and saying, I have the same vision, I want to join you, I want to follow, I want to contact you and, you know, join the movement, so to speak, how can they do that?
Well, I'm new in the city, and I'd love to know who is already busy with a great vision to impact the city and really save our water. So let me know, and you can reach me on my Facebook page. I'm a small business owner, Visional Choice, and send me a message. I'd love to chat and see how we can get the ball rolling.
Brilliant. Alison Fontonda, water warrior extraordinaire. Start where you are, get everyone involved, and let's avoid day zero.
Algoa FM. Your music, your world.